Production. Recorded live.
Good evening, every all. I'm Leah LaChapelle, welcoming you to Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. I'm so happy that you're joining me. And if you are live or by archive, thank you so much for being in this community and for joining me in this conversation. Today is January the, what is today? The 18th. It's already the 18th. Oh, my. January the 18th. And I have looked so forward to this particular broadcast. I mean, really, it's been several months that I've been kind of cooking this up and simmering this to get just to the right texture and consistency and temperature to just serve this up really as a little feast. And I'm the one that benefits. And so thank you so much for joining me. I'd love to invite you to my website, fearorlove.com, if you need to know just a little bit more about me. It is just a website. It's not an exact replica of me, but anyway, it does have some factoids out there. Now, we are coming up on a very, very busy time for Unzipping Reality and FearOrLove.com because next Sunday, January the 25th, I am going to be announcing the 2014 Unzipper of the Year Award. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not going to give you any hints, only that this particular professional and personality and remarkable being was a guest on Unzipping Reality during the year 2014. And I did have some absolutely fantastic visits with people. So you'll need to tune in next Sunday and find out who the Unzipper of the Year is. And I should just say that it's not that old paradigm of an idea. Some people have suggested, oh, Leah, that's so old paradigm to give someone an award. What are you doing? Are you just, you know, washing their ego? What are you doing? Actually, what it is that inspires me about presenting an award to someone is that we all get to take the credit for it. And that is so. And if you listen to this program very consistently, you'll know that is a recurring theme of oneness. And so as I present this award, it is going to be such that it honors all of us because we all are interdependently pushing this paradigm right now. There is not just one of us that can do it. So all of us are doing it together. So anyway, I'm kind of tickled about that, so you'll need to tune in next week and check out who that fortunate being is that gets to receive the award on behalf of all of us. And then I'd like to bring to your attention this coming week, January 18th, let's see, that's today, 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'm going to be releasing a three-part article. And it is on the subject that we're going to be diving into tonight, and that is the introduction of a new archetype on this planet. And I, for some reason, have the honor of doing this, and this has just come up within me, and so I am allowing it to just kind of overflow my banks and see what you guys out there are going to do with it. Because once we have this information, then we're responsible for it. So if you can tell how this is going and you want to turn this program off right now, then go right ahead. But I invite you to stick in there and to be open and to allow this information to bless you and to grow you, and so that it's a new day here on planet Earth for you and for all of us. So the new archetype, the Prevelator, as I call it, is going to be kind of dissected in three parts. Part number one in my article is introducing the Prevelator. Okay, speaks for itself. Now, part two that will be released on Tuesday for publication is 22 things that Prevelators do. So if you want to know a whole lot more about how to tune up your vibration into that of a Prevelator, then you're going to want to read that article that is the part two, 22 things that Prevelators do. And I should say that in that article, actually in all three articles, they are loaded with images, visual images, because this is not just an intellectual teaching. This is something that we open our whole being to. So it's quite vibrational. So there are lots of visuals in these articles. And so I'd like to point out that one of these images features my brand new friend, J.P. Sears of innerawakeningsonline.com. And he is a new acquaintance of mine. And J.P. Sears is a teacher and a coach, and he's internationally known, and he's really highly acclaimed. And, you know, you will not argue with me about that claim when you go to his YouTube channel. It's youtube.com, and go to Awaken with J.P., Awaken with J.P., and you're going to be amazed at the dynamism of this particular being and how entertaining he is. So he's so much fun, and it just so happens that J.P. Sears is going to be my guest in February, actually February the 8th. We will not be having a show as typically on the first Sunday of February because that it has something to do with football. Super Bowl is on that day. So I will be announcing when Shannon Ogg will be joining me in the month of February. I'm not real sure about that right at the moment. So I think that is all I have in the way of announcements and housekeeping. Watch for my three-part article about the Prevelator, the new archetype, as released in the emails. And I'll do my best to post that on Facebook as well. And if you know somebody that would like to receive that, just go to my website, fearorlove.com, and get on that mailing list. It's very, very simple. So, all of the formalities out of the way, let's get going with some unzipping of our reality and see how awake we choose to be. And I just want to sign on by saying, us love us. That's my greeting. Us love us. And it is true for me, and I'm pretty sure it's true for you too, or you wouldn't be listening right now, that reality has been sufficiently unzipped for us so that we can see the portal. The portal is open. Where is the portal? The portal is our heart. The portal is our heart. Can we open our heart? More. Come on, more. Open it up, more. So that now we can actually come through our own heart and be who and what we really are. So let's get into the heart of the topic for this evening. This is just more fun than I can even imagine, is having this conversation with whoever is listening about the new archetype. Now, why do we need a new archetype, you might ask? I mean, we've got just a bazillion of old archetypes. We're very familiar with them through Greek mythology, Athena and Artemis and Apollo and, you know, all of these guys. Well, those old archetypes have really run out of energy. They're depleted because here we are poised on entering a new dimensional reality. And those old archetypes, I don't believe, have the energy to bolster us, to boost us into the next realm. They belong in the third dimension. Now, I mean no disrespect about the old archetypes. We have needed them. It's part of our history, but make no mistake about it, it is now history. And so we are yearning, reaching for new archetypes, something new to identify with. Because let's face it, we have spent a good part of our lives, if you're kind of like me, imagining that we weren't really all that good when measured up to the regular, typical archetypes. We kind of fell short. We just weren't beautiful enough. We weren't smart enough. We weren't capable enough. We weren't brave enough. We weren't strong enough. We weren't kind enough. All of those not enough. So that is where we stand right now, is we've got one foot in all of that, and then we've got one foot on this brand new horizon, this new frontier. So, ta-da, enter the Prevelator. Now, you won't find the word Prevelator in your dictionary. It's probably not in Wikipedia. I didn't bother to go there, but I made this word up, all right? It's a hybridized word. It has to do with the great revealing. It has to do with the joining of two different avenues of thought and experience, one being revealing, revelation, revelators, and the prevailing, what it is that is prevailing, what prevails, what has prevalence, what is prevalent. So the foundation for this word, this kind of compound hybrid word, is the question, what is your prevailing revelation? What is it? This is so important to go about our lives as these revealers. And there is a verse in the Bible that I find quite fascinating. It's in the book of Romans, and it's Romans 8, verse 19. And it says this, "For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons," plural, "of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. So does that paint a pretty clear picture for us as to where we are? Creation is groaning.
In birth. In
you can
childbirth.
Feel it. You can feel it. In childbirth, thank you. In childbirth. We are giving birth. And so who is this addressed to? It's addressed to us. And this revealing, it says in verse 18 of Romans chapter 8, it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time," make no bones about it, there's a bunch of suffering going on, "are not worthy to be compared with the glory," now get this, "that is to be revealed in us." In us! Not some dude on a cross, or that's not on the cross anymore and the stone is rolled away. Not that dude. The glory that is to be revealed in us is what is being birthed here that is going to deliver this anxious longing of the creation. Groaning over. Anxious longing over. Birth done. Birth done. So that's who we are. And that is what a prevelator does. So, lots of fun here. How can I make a whole show on this? Oh, my goodness. It's not difficult at all because this is uncharted territory. Gail on the chat is saying, "The ancient longing filled with glory gives birth to fill in the blank." Fill in the blank. You know, we've got assistance. We are not alone in this. We've got midwives. And so as we become more sensitive as prevelators, and I'm getting ready to roll that out here in just a minute as to what that actually is, we will be able to position ourselves to receive the aid that we need. This is not wishful thinking. This is how it works in the universe. One skin gets shed so that a new emergence occurs. Look at nature. Just look at it. You try to help a baby chick come out of the egg, don't help it too much or it'll die. That's where we are right now. And so we are saying yes to this invitation. Would you like to be a prevelator? I say yes, and you don't have to. It's completely up to you. But, you know, back to the Bible just quickly. Most people have heard of the book of Revelation, and it's all scary and weird and everything. But, you know, the Greek word is apocalypsis. Apocalypsis. It's an ancient Greek word, and it just simply means uncovering or lifting of the veil. That's it. Why would we go about with a veil on us? Why would we do that? Well, because we're camouflaging ourselves inside the third dimension. We're playing smaller. And so, no more camouflage. The veil comes up, and here we are. Now, are we going to look different when we accept this invitation to be a prevelator? No, not at all. We'll still, you know, I'll still be Leah, you know, you'll still be you on the outside. Something will have shifted on the inside. Now, there is a book that I enjoy regularly, and it's a book called Becoming. And if you want to get a hold of that book, Becoming, just get in touch with me, and I'll provide that for you. On page 17 in the book Becoming, it says this: "Each must learn to choose in the moment which awareness is the predominant one and change from one to the other by intent. So you see where we're going with this prevalator idea. What is your predominant awareness? What is your predominant reality in any moment of the day? It's up to you, and you get to establish it through your intention. And then on page 16, it talks about something known as split awareness. Whoa! I so understand split awareness, because one moment I'm quite angelic, the next moment I'm not. Enough said. And so it's this idea of going back and forth and back and forth. So a prevalator has the ability to go back and forth, and not beat themselves up, and also lay claim to the higher road, the road of their intention, the road where they would choose to thrive in their awareness. So back to the book, Becoming. It's talking about being in places of safety and not hiding, but being in movement within the chaos. Does that sound familiar? The chaos. I mean, if you were to turn on the world news and look through that lens, you're going to observe a lot of chaos. So being in places of safety is of large concern to a human being, because our bodies are fragile and we get scared. And that's what it is to be a human. There's nothing wrong with that. And we'll speak more about the fear aspect later. But it's in this experience of observing yourself in movement, in the process of literally being in two fields of awareness simultaneously. Now, that is what a prevalator is here doing now. And the prevalator is among us. You probably know some. And they're not special. They're not better. They're human beings that have simply opened their heart to the next place on the upward spiral. And they're here to serve. They're here to get all the juice out of their lives and to share from the overflow of their experience with whoever happens to be in their lives. So this idea, this is so fascinating, this idea of being in two fields at once. Back to the Bible, and I promise you this is my last Bible verse, okay? This is not a Bible study this evening. However, there are some very, very helpful adjustments in the Bible, and it's quite illuminating when you know how to interpret it, and this interpretation is by choice. So try this on. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, this is a very well-known passage. It's that whole chapter is talking about the last days. You know, we're all so just completely fascinated with the last days. It's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. It's talking about Noah and the flood. And it's talking about how to behave, how to comport yourself in the last days. Well, towards the end of this chapter, it's talking about, I'm just going to read this. It says, and this is Jesus talking now. This is not one of the epistles. This is Jesus talking with his disciples. He's trying to get through to them. But it's very difficult because back in those days, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have Nassim Harriman. They didn't have all of these glorious teachers. They didn't know physics. So Jesus is saying to his disciples, whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life shall preserve it. And that's kind of a paradox there. So, I tell you, here's the good part. I tell you, on that night, there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken and the other will be left. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other will be left. And then it goes on and it's rather cryptic. But I believe that it's leading us to look beyond the physical body for the answer. So, you know, two men in one bed, these are not a couple of gay guys. No, that's not what that's about. These aren't two guys in one bed trying to stay away from each other so they won't be, you know, they're homophobic. No, that's not what it is. What this is two men in one bed, two women grinding at the mill in the same place, two men in the field, it's the same person. Two men in the field, it's the same man in two fields of awareness. Two fields of awareness. One will be taken, one will be left. Now, that is not supposed to be scary. This is supposed to be representative of our choice. What is it that we are choosing? Do we want to stay in the old archetypical drama and trauma, or do we choose to go into a higher plane of awareness? So, on this program, I am dedicated to taking that higher plane of awareness approach. And it's so much fun. So thank you for your indulgence on all the biblical passages. Two beings in the same place, two fields of awareness simultaneously. All right. So we are learning how to put our full attention on the wholeness of who we are, our biofield, if you will. It's an energy field around our bodies. And so let's just take a minute. I'm getting this from a teaching that I particularly enjoy. It's the Sheridan Bryce material. And Sheridan advises that we focus on our biofield, not to validate it or invalidate it, just focus on it. Just imagine it, your biofield. And don't even feel it. Just focus on it. Just know that it's there. Just simply give it your pure attention. That is what we are growing into and learning how to live inside of. It's outside of our perceived skin. So as we expand our conscious awareness of this life force, it's going to exceed the border of our body. And we're going to need to develop an ability to breathe that larger body. And the Prevalator is able to do this. So, speaking more along the lines of what a prevelator actually is, we've talked about the revelation, the prevalence that prevails from within us. It's a prevailing revelation as outwardly evinced from our inner experience of ourselves. This is going on the inside. It's a fifth dimensional awareness that is larger than the third dimension. It's not better, okay? It's just larger, all right? Jupiter is not a better planet than Earth. It's just larger. As it prevails, as this awareness prevails in us, then we are revealers of a new reality for humanity. This isn't something that we just lord over and hoard for ourselves. That would not be the true prevelator path. This has to do with sharing with humanity. And it's really fun. So now we can kind of look at, it's a lot of allowance, folks. We are allowing this. You cannot work this up. You can't just will this. It's something that's already there. All of the dimensions are already there. They're already here. And what we are doing is we are allowing the universe to promote the universe through us, as is natural, perfectly natural. So we're allowing fifth dimensional conscious awareness to prevail within us so that we reveal it to others through our presence. Really? Yes, really. So stop saying that you're not good enough to do that. Yes, you are. And you've got the linkage. If you're listening to this vibratory message, you have the linkage. You're not alone. You don't have to do it all by yourself. And therein is the power, the interdependence. So here we are, you know, if you're paying attention at all to a lot of the conversations out on the internet, there's a lot of talk about disclosure, and of course that is parallel with, the ETs. What's going on with all of the crafts and this and that? And I'd like to draw a slight distinction in this context of revelation. I'd like to draw a distinction between disclosure and revelation. For me, and you can argue with me if you want to, for me, disclosure is more external. It's more about the ego. It's more about, look what I have. Look what I found. It's more about the physicality. And the ego would tend more toward, like, staging a demonstration. You know, look what I have. Rather than a revelation has to do with that which comes from within. It is a discovery that is a natural flow from within. Within the within. That's where the revelation is birthed. So you ask, who is it that turns on the light of revelation? That's a very good question. And that's the question that we all need to remain in. Who is it that's turning on the light? Well, it's not our ego, okay? We can rule that one out. It's something more than the ego. And it's okay. We love you, egos. We love you. We need you. We integrate you, and we draw you to us, and we invite you to receive the revelation of how all of this is being revealed. So we're not just appealing to the cerebral here. We are appealing to the whole person. Now, when I say fifth dimensional, this is a little bit controversial. You know, people like to say potato or patata, all right? And so I'm just going to clear it up right now. The fifth dimension is not better than the third dimension. The fifth dimension is not less than the tenth dimension. It's just a number. It's just a number. And I'm getting on the chat some beautiful entries that the Holy Spirit fills our emptiness, and that this appeal that is being made this evening here on Unzipping Reality is being appealed to the soul. So yeah, we're going to speak more on that later. Thank you so much, Gail, for that entry. So the fifth dimension, just for conversational purposes, is simply a human consciousness perception beyond third dimensional limitations. That's it. It's outside the box, for sure outside the box, and it's just like saying, what box, okay? So there is third dimensional thinking that is outside the box, that's brilliant, and there's still a box. So the fifth dimension is more of, I see no box. So that's really the difference, and that's what I would call the fifth dimension. So the Prevelator archetype. We all know what an archetype is, and an archetype is like, it's an example. It's something we can point to make our observations. We can kind of measure our behavior, our attitudes, and compare them to these archetypes. And we have absolutely the most beloved archetypes, of course, from our history. And we'll be gaining new ones now that we're forging ahead and we're opening to the possibility that we could dream up a new archetype. So the Prevelator archetype is a galactic human. And there is a higher vibrational experience with a deliberate application of the universal laws. And we're not going to go into the universal laws. Some say there are four. Some say there are more than that. Some say, just pick you anything. There's a whole spectrum of ideas about what those universal laws are, the bedrock of how the universe operates. And I like to imagine that there are four basic ones, and that'll be another topic for discussion on another show. But this deliberate application of these fundamental laws of the universe, most of which have been totally overlooked in our human experience here in the third dimension, and that's been intentionally. But the presence of this higher vibrational experience as being more prevalent in our physical body than, say, the third dimension, the fourth dimension, that's what we're talking about as this Prevelator archetype. It's the great revealing of the sons of God. As the sons of the universe, as as the children, as the offspring. Don't make it about gender. You know me better than that. It's the offspring. It's the natural productivity of this dream that we're having. It's a natural outcropping of having already lived through the third dimension to its fullest. Yeah, we're done. We're there. And now we've got some new choices. So having that awareness that each individual, every single cotton-picking individual is an extension of the whole, W-H-O-L-E, and that we are conscious activators of evolutionary ascent. It's kind of romantic, don't you think? It's what David Wilcock calls an accurate, stable connection with your higher self. Wow, cool. Oh, I could never do that. Maybe she does it, but I could never do that. You already are doing that. There's no right way to do this. All of us, if we are in touch with our hearts at all, if our hearts break because of the condition of humanity in our ignorance, if that, you know, if that hurts us in some way, we're alive. We're not dead. We're alive. We're alive enough. We're awake enough. We have unzipped reality enough to know that this is possible. And so tag you're it. Tag I'm it. So here we are. And it's pretty cool because it's kind of like when you live in a multi-story house. You're not confined to only one level, you know, if you're an able-bodied person. You're not confined to just live on one level. You don't just go live on one floor. You get to live over your entire house. So our physicality is like a home to the third dimension, the physicality, the fourth dimension, this portal of our heart opening, and the fifth dimension, and really the sixth dimension, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of our dimensional selves are here. And a prevelator spends most of their time, the time that really counts, let me put it that way, spends most of the time that really counts in the fifth dimension. Remember that dimension of, where's the box? I don't see a box. So just as you might spend most of your waking time in your family room, you know, your living room or your kitchen, these rooms of your house, the fifth dimension is where you comfortably hang out most of the time. And it would be where you entertain your guests. That's what a prevelator does. So acknowledging and loving, underscore the loving, of all of your lifetimes, including this current lifetime, just loving all of the aspects of who you are as yourself from the perspective of your soul. There it is. From the perspective of your soul, not bound by the body, that's third dimensional only. The soul, much, much different than a physical body. The soul develops a new relationship with the body and with the personality. Guess what? We get to have bodies and personalities here, and we kind of like them. They're pretty cool. I mean, they've got some real neat parts to them that are really, really fun. And so we have lots of room. We have lots of flexibility here. And so to begin acknowledging and loving all these different aspects of ourselves, it takes a while because we've been trained to hate, loathe, and despise ourselves and other people. And all these partitions have been up there. And it's like, oh, my God, if they only knew me, they would not like me. If they only knew the truth about me, holy cow. So it's like we've got these personalities, these personas, and these bodies, and we've got all this cool stuff going on. We've got, you know, we're acknowledging our biofield. We're getting in touch with that, and we're starting to allow the fifth dimension to rise up in us so that it literally prevails as our reality. And then we get to be revelators. We get to reveal it to others simply by being ourselves. And it is though we're driving a body vehicle, like an avatar, if you will. You know, an avatar, like a, it's the embodiment of something else. It's a representation of something else. That would be our soul. And thank you again for that, Gail. Definitely the soul, underscore soul. So how do you know that you are a prevelator? Now, there's no test for this. I'm certainly not going to give you a score, and I don't want anybody scrutinizing me. This is a conversation you have only with yourself. How do I know that I'm a prevelator? Do I want to be a prevelator? Is it possible? Who, me? Nah. Well, maybe. Maybe on a good day. Okay, on a good day. And if it's not at Christmas and I don't have to be around my family, then maybe I could be a prevelator. Or if all my bills are paid, then I could be a prevelator. Or if that certain person doesn't come to the party, then I could be a prevelator. I'm just being facetious here because you know that that would not be how a prevelator would think. A prevelator would imagine themselves in all of those pinched off kinds of situations. Where's my opportunity here? How can I love the aspects of myself that just want to run away? How can I love the denial that's in my own self? Those kinds of things. So you know you're a prevelator when your emotions and your hang-ups, not trying to hide anything here, we've all got them, emotions, hang-ups, your personality, no matter what, your ego, when all those things do not eclipse you and you're able to bring inner balance. So that it affects your outer experience for the good of the whole. Yes, I will repeat that. When you're able to bring inner balance that affects your outer experience for the good of the whole, and your ego is not running the show. Who is running the show? Remember, stay in that question. Who's turning on this light? Who is that? Is that the ETs? Who is this? So it's a vibrational state of being that drives us out of the separation. Oh, my God. We have been in separation so long, and our archetypes have fought so many battles for us, And we've dreamed and dreamed and dreamed that the good archetypes would win over the bad archetypes, the evil ones. We have dreamed of the final triumph, and it still hasn't come because of this separation. So we're looking for this point where we get to thrive out of separation and into a fifth dimensional awareness and start actualizing it and start activating it. It's just very cool. And it's like in biology, you know, where they talk about dominant genes. I understand that in a human body, that there are dominant genes, like for eye color. And there's like a 75% chance that a human will have brown eyes. So that's the dominant gene. And it's chance that establishes your eye color. So you still get, you know, you get your brown, but you also get blue and green. And I guess hazel. And so when we're talking about the comparison to dominant genes and recessive genes, we also have recessive genes. So blue eyes would be recessive genes in most humans. Awareness is like a recessive gene in us. And so what establishes awareness as the dominant state in this free will universe reality, what is that? What is it that establishes the awareness? If awareness is recessive, it's not dominant, it's there. It's there in all of us. Everybody has their recessive genes. Nobody has just dominant ones. There are recessive ones in there too. So what is it that establishes awareness as the dominant state? It is choice. In this free will universe, yee-haw, we have choice. And that is what unlocks the recessive genes, so to speak, and establishes awareness. Pretty fun. Pretty fun. So, going just a little bit deeper into the Prevelator, our new archetype that has arrived. I am here announcing it this evening, January 18th, Leah LaChapelle on Unzipping Reality. The Prevelator has arrived. And the Prevelator, I'm just going to run through some things here just to give you more of a picture. And remember, I do have a three-part article that's going to be published and posted this coming week. So look for that, because that'll kind of have some cliff notes for us. A Prevelator has fun being alive. A Prevelator is in gratitude for their existence. They're in gratitude for their time and space in this incarnation. Okay, well, that rules out a whole lot of us, right? Right off the bat. Leah, you really expect me to be grateful for the lot that has been cast? Me? Really? Well, I don't expect anything. I'm just simply announcing the Prevelator has arrived. And this is how you know a Prevelator. And when you're around a Prevelator, you will be invited to enjoy their energy field. I almost said Buddha field, but, you know, their energy field. It's a fun place to be. Lots of allowance, lots of unconditional love going on there. All right, here's another one. A Prevalator can operate as linear and or spiral. And they're in both worlds at once, but they choose to be more anchored in the new. And you might think of it like this. Think of it like a baby still in the womb, but it's a big baby. It has gestated long enough where it could actually be born at any time. Now, it hasn't come yet, but if it were to be born right then it would live viably on its own. So that's a Prevalator. A Prevalator is in both worlds. We've been gestating for a long time, and there is so much gratitude for all of the generations that have gone before us so that we can be here now having this conversation. A Prevalator does not rely on their brain as much as their heart to navigate their reality. Now, they have brains, and yes, Prevalators use their brain, obviously. It's just that, and we all know people like this, they're a little weird. And they kind of feel their way along in life, and they're not so anal about having to do things a certain way because that's the correct way. They feel it. And so we all know people like that. So there's a reliance more on the heart. The heart is really our brain, truth be known. It's quite a misnomer. We have misidentified the brain that's up in our head as being this control center. It's really our heart. So we need to make that adjustment and get used to thinking in those terms, because there's much more to come in that regard. A Prevalator is open to developing new abilities for application in evolving our species. Now, notice I said they're open to developing new abilities. Hey, got to start somewhere. I'm not going around claiming that I have superhuman abilities. Simply that when we are open and we are aligned to these incredible beings who are cheering us on, they're going to help us out. They're going to give us some tips, okay? They're going to nudge us maybe a little bit, and then, boop, there it is. So I see on the chat, there's some beautifully serious entries on the chat, and also some giggles, and that's really fun, and I appreciate that so much. So, okay, so here we are, developing new abilities. Well, Leah, what are you talking about? What are these new abilities? Are we going to get to fly? You know, can the guys see through the girls' clothes? I mean, what are we talking about here? I do not know. The invitation is simply to be open to developing new abilities, and let's encourage one another. If you have even an inkling that someone might be kind of edging outside of their normal encrusted state, encourage them. Tell them, you know what? You need to develop that. That whole telepathy thing, I want to encourage you. I think that's fantastic. Please, I want to know more. When the next time that happens, I want to know about it. Be inspiring for people so that we do allow these things to be born fully from within us, so that other people can get the benefit, because you guys, we're going to need some more abilities. I mean, the last time I checked, they're not using rubber bullets, okay? So this is real important, not trying to scare anybody. It's just that it would come in helpful, would come in handy to be able to have some new abilities, or at least to know some people that had some new abilities. Another aspect of a prevelator is a healthy integration of fear. Talk about fear. A healthy integration of fear with a knowledge base beyond victim consciousness. Is anybody tired of talking about victim consciousness yet? It's pretty easy to spot them if they're not you, right? But what about the days that we're feeling sorry for ourselves? You're still a prevelator. You are. You're not going to snuff that out with one day, okay? But entering in to identifying with your full spectrum self, and not the little wounded, the little wounded guy that has a body, you know, and is just licking his wounds all the time, and is just scared to death that the next worst thing is going to happen. Let's get healthier than that. Let's help each other to stay in that knowledge base that we read about and that we long for to be owners of in the fullness of it. And here's something that I really want us to lean into. I want us to remember, and of course I'm always just talking to myself. This is always to keep my own self mindful. It does not take a majority to transition our world. Yes, you heard me right. It does not take a majority to transition our world, but only a significant minority or a solid small percentage. Whoa. That kind of levels the playing field a little bit more, doesn't it? We've been shooting for 51%. Not necessary. Not when you have prevelators on the planet. Prevelators are here to make up the significant minority. The majority is in a deeper sleep state than the prevelator. I'm not saying prevelators are fully awake. I'm saying that they are more awake than others to this point in an evolutionary sense. So start meditating on a solid small percentage. What would that look like? A solid small percentage of people who have said yes to revealing the offspring of consciousness herself. That's the game. That's what we're playing. And then when prevelators assemble, whoa, that's when it really gets interesting. When prevelators assemble, then these groups of prevelators, and they don't all have to be the biggest, bestest, finest, you know, all blah, 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 that, you know, like Dalai Lama and all that. Forget that. This is you. This is me. This is our friends. When we assemble, then we're a group that forms the basis for literally the molecular structure of our new reality. The building blocks for the new paradigm. Okay? Building blocks. So it's the kind of thing where two or more are gathered. There is a third one in the midst. Maybe you can't see the third one, but it's palatable. It's there. It's a reality. And Gail is reminding us, among other things, it's love. That's what's present. And, of course, she's citing Course in Miracles. Thank you. Course in Miracles, right on. So, as always, and I'm not stopping on this, get in your groups. Get in your groups. Get in your groups. We need these building blocks. We need the structure. We need the blend. So get in your groups. And if you don't know how to do that, if you don't know where to start, call me and I will do my very best to help in any way that I can. Because this is what we do. This is what our lives here on earth in this generation are about. So prevelators are self-responsible, and they don't blame others for their experience of reality, period. Do I sound cold? Do I sound heartless? Well, I might sound that way to you, but on the inside, it's based in love that I would be able to say that, because if I go around poor babying everybody, nothing changes. And this is our greatest hour, is to transform ourselves. So when someone comes within your energy field, are they asking for you to just doctor them with feeling sorry for them? Or taking their side? Is that what they're asking for? Or are they drawn to you because there's life there that requires them to get off of their victimhood and to stop blaming others? Well, okay, Leah, everyone except the cabal. Okay, we got to blame them. We've got to blame the Illuminati. Oh, and then there are those dead gum dark ETs out there. Oh, man. Just ruining the universe. Let's blame them. Well, I don't know. Here we are. We're trying new things. Let's try this. Let's try not blaming anyone for this reality of experience. Let's try being one with the planet Earth. Let's try being one with the all. Let's just try it. It could be fun at the very least. So self-responsibility is paramount for a prevelator to have an experience of being the prevelator. I'm getting on the chat from this is Bridget, my friend Bridget. She says, I see a bridge visually represented here in being the prevelator, smiley face. Yeah, it is a bridge. We are unusual people. We are peculiar people. This is why we're here. So thank you for that. All right, winding down here, just a few more of these little reminders of how can I know if I'm a prevelator? And remember, you're only asking yourself. I'm not going to tell you. Oh, yes, you're a prevelator, you're not a prevelator. I'm not going to do that. All I can do is stay in the question of, am I prevelating? Am I just loving this experience? Is this fun for me? Can I embrace all of it, even the sordid parts that are unsavory? Can I even enjoy that? Well, from the perspective of the prevelator, the answer would be yes, because this life is to be in gratitude. All right, so a prevelator recognizes other prevelators. How do we know when there are other beings around who are choosing to prevelate? And remember, it's not like, oh, on a 1 to 10, oh, they're kind of a crummy prevelator. Ugh, I'm giving them a 2 minus, so I'm not going to gravitate toward them. I want to be up at the 8 plus and the 9s and, ooh, a 10 maybe. God, that would be awesome. No, not at all. A prevelator recognizes that in another being that has the qualities of calling in that bonding. It's within all of us. It's recessive in all of us. And a prevelator bonds with those others. And so here we're back to the group, really going to advise that we stay in community. It's going to come in very, very handy in new paradigm days that are ahead. And also, it's a blast. I highly recommend it. A prevelator can reinterpret and therefore alter their past. Indeed, alter their past. That's what I said, alter their past. But Leah, it already happened. I mean, it's in the Akashic record or something, right? We're talking about your interpretation of what happened. That's what gets altered. And I do a lot of this kind of work in my coaching. It is imperative that we get out of these old reruns where we practice being at the effect of this horror story. Prevelators don't like doing that. They're not immune to it. I'm simply saying that prevelators have the ability to reinterpret their past so that it gets altered for them vibrationally. And generally, we do need a little help doing this because we like to, well, you know, there's the ego thing again. We kind of like to maybe fake it or fudge a little bit and say, oh, yeah, well, I don't need to really fully experience that or feel that because, oh, I've already done that. I'm okay, like that. And that's why it's very important to speak with people and to develop this bridge, like Bridget is saying, so that there's some sort of accountability. And if you're leaving a window closed, that somebody is faithfully going to open that window for you and with you, not force it, but say, hey, have you looked through this window over here? Oh, yeah, like that. All right, almost finished there here. Prevelators respect the essential being of all others and embrace the whole of humanity as family. Wow. That could work. Notice I said the essential being of all others. I'm not saying condoning people's behavior, am I? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you respect their essence. And suddenly, when we begin to respect the essential qualities of other beings, then they're a lot easier to love. And it's a lot easier then to embrace all of humanity as family. And of course, we do have, we tend to have a few hang-ups and maybe some not so nice interpretations inside the word family. not everybody, but a lot of people have that kind of bad taste in their mouth about family. It's like, well, I didn't like my family, so why do I want more of that? So that's where you need to start. Always start with self. And that's where we're responsible. We can't be responsible for how other family members behave or how they might act out or in their blind dramas. We're not responsible for that. We're responsible for ourselves. So as we're responsible for ourselves, it ripples out and you're able to love yourself. By golly, I'm able to love those despicable people, this family I got born into, and oh my goodness, I'm able to love the people in the neighborhood. I'm able to love my whole family tree. I'm able to love people in my city, those people driving cars out there on the highway. I'm able to love them. I'm able to love people in my state. I'm able to love people in my hemisphere. See how it goes? It just keeps going, and you are the epicenter of it. So such is the nature of a prevelator. And the last point I want to make, and then I am going to take, you know, some calls if anybody would like to weigh in on this conversation, I'd be delighted. The last point I'd like to make, and again, there's going to be a lot more in my articles that are coming online this week, so please watch for them. It's nothing repeated. It's going to all be fresh material, by the way. So this last point is a prevelator can be of a darker quality or a lighter quality. What? Leah, don't you just mean the prevelator is always light and only light and pure light? It's not what I said. A prevelator can be of a darker quality, and when a prevelator is operating on this fifth dimensional conscious awareness, a prevelator of a darker quality will prevelate and will prevelate for self-advancement. Mm-hmm. Now, compared to a prevelator of a lighter quality, not better, lighter, because we need the lighter and the darker as complements to get the energizing. We've got to energize this, and there needs to be some friction to energize this shift. So prevelators of a lighter quality will prevelate for the advancement of all. So watch for that. Don't go around being suspicious. They're not, you know, trying to get you or anything like that. Just don't be ignorant. Just be aware that there are beings who are motivated by different things, and they have different assignments while they're here in this incarnation. And there's nothing wrong with that. We just need to learn how to interface with those beings who have a darker quality, not recoil from them, but to be their complement, accept them, and then you will be amazed at how much power you will generate as a result. You will be amazed, because when you do recoil and you do judge and you do separate from that which is darker than yourself as you perceive it, and it's quite an illusion here in this plane of awareness, then that will cause you to become more ingrained in the us versus them, which brings you right back where we started. And so it's not spiraling upward, it's just going around in a circle. So just be forewarned that there are all kinds of prevelators prevelating on the planet right now. And it's designed to be just a lot of fun, and we are doing it. The prevelator has arrived, and these are very, very good days. And I'm reminded by by Bridget and Alio in the chat that the darkness must flow down the river of night's dreaming into my life. That is absolutely what is happening. And we are revealing the light that is within us. And that light is what prevails as the new reality. Have no fear. I'm going to open up the phone now, and that just means if you would like to, if you're connected by phone and you'd like to weigh in on this conversation or make a comment or any kind of question or anything, I'm totally open at this point. So please speak up if you have anything.
Well, I think the concept of a angelically futuristic prevelator that is dark friendly is fascinating and beautiful and creative beyond belief. So I'm in awe of this idea and your inspiration. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Is this Gail?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. I love how you expressed that. Thank you.
And I'm trying to envision this archetype. And it's almost a being that is made up of many stars and planets. I'm seeing two stars, two planets facing each other with the stars behind them in each other's own shadows. So each one sees the other one as dark.
Indeed.
And through that, then that I'm seeing that as the face of this being that is made up of the golden mean curves and the same kind of cells that are in a pineapple and a sand dollar. And that it's a great spiraling creature of creation. And depending on how you look at it, it can be extraordinarily beautifully feminine or extraordinarily horned like a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's both and it's one and the same.
And it's divine.
I've had the privilege, the joy, the honor of seeing this creature at times sort of in a lucid dreaming state, and I perceive it as extraordinarily benevolent.
Yes.
And loving and kind and compassionate. With a capability of tolerating anything and everything.
Absolutely beautiful. Let me read to you what is coming in on the chat. Says, in the psychology of Carl Jung, archetypes are the images, patterns, and symbols, some of your language that you just used there, that rise out of the collective unconscious and appear in dreams, aka mythology and fairy tales. So Yeah, and Gail, you were the first one in the chat room tonight to say, talk about the soul.
Yeah.
Our souls, we haven't known what our soul is, how far reaching our soul is. We just learned that we would die and go to heaven someday, hopefully, and so it would all be in order and taken care of, and you know, we just need to, you know, try to have a good life. But now this question is on the table. Now wait a minute, what I have the soul now. If I'm an extension of that soul, I'd like to follow this extension back or up and find where I hail from. What is this? And boy, I'll tell you, when we stay in that question, we're going to get answers, you know, to an extent. And then there'll be other questions, but we're going to get answers. And when we begin to get answers, and when we begin to find peace even before the answer comes, then we're no longer controllable. Game over. That's what's happening on the planet. But I just love how you're weaving all of this together, and thank you for painting that imagery for us, because I could see it as you were unraveling that there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anything else, girlfriend?
No, I think that's all.
Thank you. Love it. Love you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got a few more minutes if anyone else would care to chime in. It's a lot to take in. The idea, you know, Gail is like, what does this look like? Well, you know, I would say go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror. Yeah.
And hold your hair back and smile big.
Woo!
What do
yeah.
you see?
Yeah. Yeah. And then realize that our eyes are compromised in many ways because they notice the illusion, the reflection that is this illusion. So stand in front of the mirror and close your eyes and then look at yourself and feel your biofield and imagine breathing your new body, your new avatar body, including your biofield. Imagine having loving kindness in your heart so that you can be trusted with some new abilities because you're here to embrace your human family. It's on the order of a leap of evolution for our species. I know this sounds really out there. I know that. But what else are we going to do? Just keep paying our taxes? I mean, come on. You know, I mean,
keep feeling sorry for status and get out of taxes.
I mean, really? And just, you know, crying over the soldiers that come home with no legs. I mean, come on! Really? So, yes, we are here. The Prevelator is real. And it's a hybridized word. It's two words put together. It's the prevailing of, you know, the reality within you. What is the reality within you that prevails? Can you ascertain that we are inside of a hologram. This is holographic illusion. Don't do that with your brain. Get into it with your heart. Your heart is not going to stumble over it. Your brain will. But your heart is going to say, ah, oh, yeah. And you know what? It's not that big of a deal. We can do this. We can enjoy this part of exploring the oneness of all that is and push out the boundaries. We can do this. Now, where are those other people that want to do it too? Let's go find them. Let's play. Let's quit feeling sorry for ourselves. And let's go play. Let's go write a book, or you know, let's go talk to some people like we've never talked with anybody before. Let's go make it right with somebody. Share our lives with somebody. Give something to somebody. You know, all these things that I'm describing, I mean, these are the people I hang out with. They're the most remarkable, the most extraordinary, the most loving, the most supportive people I could possibly imagine, and they're in my world. And so I want everyone to have that. I see no reason why everyone cannot have that. I mean, we go on Facebook and we follow people and friend people and all this kind of stuff, and then nobody really knows us. And so it is the revelation that comes from within, and it really is here. I just feel so grateful. You guys are great, and I got to read a little Bible tonight. And but seriously, we do have choice, and that is what makes the difference of which awareness we choose to be in. And it's like if you've gone 3, 5 days, a week, a month, and you go, oh, wow, I've just been eating bad food and feeling sorry for myself, and I forgot my whole other realm of awareness that's available to me. That is okay. It's still Prevelator material. So there's no right way to do this. And we're in and out with it, and we are spanning these ages, and we're the ones to do it. Well, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And don't forget, next week I'm going to be announcing the 2014 Unzipper of the Year Award. I'm very excited about that, very honored to be able to do that. And love all of your entries on the chat tonight. I mean, there's everywhere from FEMA camps to eternity to Carl Jung. I mean, there's everything in the world out there on that chat this evening, and I really do thank you for that. Thank you, Lammy Poo, for tuning in. I appreciate you, Alio, Bridget, Gail, and all the other ones. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. Be sure and look for the articles on the Prevelator. You're going to need those little notes, and because we're all in this together. So I'm very honored to have had this quality time with you live and also on archive. Thank you so much for joining me. And don't forget to visit the website, fearorlove.com. Waking Up to Me is my personal awakening coaching. It is transdimensional, and it's what I love to do. So signing off, oneness happens with allowance and balance. Trust the process. Know the process. Be the process and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.
Good night, Leah.
Good night.